Good evening, everyone. Stars Radio is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Welcome to Stars, your short track auto racing source. I am Patrick Reynolds, in once again for Jerry Smith, who is recovering from a little bit of back surgery. But good news, he is up and moving around, and we should expect him back in the cockpit next Monday night for Stars Radio. But on the line tonight, on the hotline, modified driver from up in the Virginia area, short track ace Sean Beluzzo joins us. How are you tonight, Sean?
Excellent. How are you guys doing there, Patrick?
We're doing real well, real well. Jerry sent me a text, sent me a little message. You were coming on Stars Radio tonight, a modified driver from up in the Virginia area. Real excited about the reopening of Langley Speedway this year. Most of the short track world is. Tell me about how you feel about that.
It's great. It was really miserable having Langley closed. Hated traveling a lot. We didn't mind it. We got to run a tour, modified tour series. So it was good, but it's much better with Langley open. Everybody around here is super excited, even the people that aren't involved with racing. The city is very involved with the racetrack, and it's just really good for everybody down here.
So you're a modified driver. These like the NASCAR Tour type cars?
Both. Last year, because of Langley closing, I got the opportunity to race a few tour races. We traveled around a little bit. We ran Charlotte and Bowman Gray, and we were thinking about going down to Myrtle Beach. We just went to the World Series of Stock Car Racing down at New Smyrna. We ran all the nights down there with the tour car, but now we're getting back to running our regular modified at Langley and maybe a little bit at Dominion, but mostly Langley Speedway. And it's more of an IMCA style Florida type modified, a little bit of a combination of both. They're super fast, high horsepower, really small tires, very tricky.
Those IMCA style, Florida style modifieds, are those on a weekly basis up there at Langley?
Yeah, well, everything at Langley now is kind of every other week. So we run late models 1 week, and then the modifieds are the headline of the next week, and then back to late models and back to modifieds. So yeah, we split it with the late model stock cars as the headliner. And we're division two, late model stock cars is division one.
Well, pretty much everybody I know in the short track world is very excited about Langley reopening. It's got a very good reputation amongst the short track world as a top-notch grassroots weekend facility. Do you know the story of I guess the behind-the-scenes story of the good news that the track is reopening? Do you know how it is reopening? What happened? What's the story that brought it back to life?
Well, there was a very long-term lease all these years. Bill Mullis, who had been running the track for the last 7 years, really has brought it back to life. He leased the track all those years, and finally came to a point where he said, "Well, you know, I want to keep doing this, but I don't want to keep throwing my money away on a lease," and approached, and I don't know all the specifics, but approached the owners out in California, and they hemmed and hawed about selling it, and then they went back and forth for about a year and a half on the cost, and then finally came to terms just right before Christmas, I believe, and Bill bought it, lock, stock, and barrel, so he owns the whole thing now. And it'll be Langley Speedway forever now. I mean, he's really done something to preserve it. And now, it'll be, I don't even know, it'll be just a permanent fixture on the NASCAR short track series. So Bill's done a great job. It's Bill Mullis, and it should be run the same way as it was before. It's got the same people in place, and it'll be a beautiful facility. They're doing a lot of remodeling and upgrading and that sort of stuff. Sorry, I'm down the shop too and trying to juggle everything here.
It's tough being a famous modified guy with all these media commitments, isn't it?
Oh, no, we're working on the car right now. To heck with the media stuff. No, don't mind talking to you, but you're out there moving stuff in and out of the shop here and trying to get the body built and doing all kinds of crap up here. But The track is a beautiful place. It is one of the short tracks that's different than every place else. It's a high thing. It's a flat track, which mm-hmm. is different than most of the other racetracks that are high banked. And if you can run good at Langley, you can run good just about any place. So that's what they've always said. And we've been successful at that, traveling around. Once you learn Langley, you learn everything, it seems like.
Do the setups you use at Langley and how the track changes and your car changes during a race, does that knowledge carry over to many of the other tracks that you visited? For instance, last year on a tour when you traveled quite a bit.
Yeah, it does. My first race in the tour series was at Bowman Gray, and we finished sixth there, and my first time in the mm-hmm. tour car, which I attributed a lot to being able to run at Langley Speedway. When we go to Myrtle Beach, Florence, a little bit at Dillon, that sort of stuff, it really carries over good there. And believe it or not, some of the high bank tracks like Kenley and Dominion, a lot of the stuff is the same there too. We don't change in our cars, we don't change a lot. Back in the day with the late model stock cars, we also didn't change a lot. Now things changed a lot with late model stock cars. The setups have gotten very exotic and very track specific. So I'm not really sure about those. But with our cars, it seems like if you can get it working good at Langley, it'll work pretty good at just about every other racetrack.
Is that true for a modified and a late model? Either one?
Well, that's what I was saying. Back in the day with the late model stock car, you were able to do it. I'm not sure now. I haven't run on bumps.
I got you.
With a late model stock car or anything. I haven't been in a late model stock car for about 3 years now, 4 years.
Okay. All right. Yeah, technology does go at a quick pace. So, yeah, I could see stepping out of that. You could get out of touch with what the setup,
And we had running both a late model and a modified every week. So now we just run the modified. But go ahead, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no problem at all. I was going to ask you, in reference to the late models, a lot of our audience is our fans of the late models or possibly sprint cars on dirt. Different forms of racing come through our show.
Sure.
For those unfamiliar, we mentioned it before, a weekly modified, like that IMCA style modified, versus a NASCAR touring modified. Can you describe that for the folks in our audience that may be wondering? Modified's a modified, isn't it? What's the difference? You and I know there's a big difference, but to them, what is the difference?
Not even close. They all have four wheels and a steering wheel, and that might be about the only thing. There's a lot in the tour car. You run 17-inch tires, very soft. You got to be very careful not to wear the tires out. Well, actually, you have to with both cars, but the tour car tires are very soft. Horsepower, everybody thinks the tour car's got more horsepower than us, but they're very comparable. They're it just comes on in a different way. The tour engines are very quick right off the corner, where the R-modifieds, the IMCA-style modifieds, pull much harder down at the end of the straightaway. Our weekly modified has 8-inch tires, depending on where you race. They're either treaded or untreaded. And like I said, the tour cars are 17-inch. Most of the chassis for the tour are built are LFR cars or Troyer cars, where the weekly cars, IMCA cars, are a lot of different ones. Bobby Creech built this. Brett Hamilton builds a lot of them. So there's the weight's about the same, 2450. And NASCAR regulates the tour cars very, very closely. Motors are much more expensive than the tour cars. You've got a $12,000 motor as opposed to a $50,000 motor. And they're basically K&N motors in the tour car. We are mostly built motors. So there's a large difference between them.
Mm-hmm. In 2016, with Langley being closed, you did get a chance to hit out on the road with the modified, the tour-type modified. What is the workload like compared to running Langley every week versus hitting the road several times a year with your crew guys and your sponsors? Yeah, what's the difference in the workload?
Well, the good thing was that I mostly just drove the tour car. Jeremy Gershner owned, and Don Gershner owned the tour car. Started out as it was their backup car that they brought to the racetrack, and I jumped in it and run it. The whole thing there was to learn, stay out of trouble, gain the guys' respect, that kind of stuff. And then, depending on what happened this year with Langley and everything else, run a full season if we got enough sponsorship. Well, that all changed when NASCAR decided to combine a North and a South tour and made it just untenable to run the tour car. Most of the races are up north, and it got super expensive. But as far as working on the car, NASCAR has such a specific schedule with the tour cars. It is super hectic on a race day. They run it just like you're at a cup race. Everything's down to a minute-to-minute schedule. It's difficult, and you really got to keep up with all the meetings and the spotter meetings and the crew meetings and the crew chief meetings and the driver's meetings and all that kind of stuff, where on a weekend basis with the regular cars is actually more enjoyable because it's a little bit more leisurely. And, but the work's the same. I mean, you're working on the gear, you're working on suspension, you're working on spring shocks, whatever you can do to make it better and faster. Mm-hmm. And the tracks change every week.
So. This coming Saturday, the tour happens to open, but it's not up north. It's here in the south at Myrtle Beach Speedway down in South Carolina. That's something you would think about attending or want to compete, or are you going to pass on that and get ready for Langley?
Oh, we're passing right now and getting ready for Langley. Jeremy's going to be racing for the team that he races for, which again was an odd situation. He'd be driving for somebody else and I'd be driving for him. But they're going to race down there in the number 15 car. But if I get time, we're going to try and go down there and give them a hand and watch and support them. But we're not going to run down there. The cost is it's so high. And we don't have a spec motor, which is like a Roush or a Hendrick motor. We just had a built motor, which was okay, but it's very difficult to be competitive against the spec motors, the high dollar teams. It's the same thing you hear all the time, the poor guys against the wealthier teams.
Yeah.
And so we're going to pass on it. We are trying to put something together for Langley, though. Now, Langley has announced that we're going to have a tour race. Also announced that there's going to be a K&N race there. So we don't have any interest in the K&N race, but we'd like to try and put something together for the tour race. I think we could be very successful with some good equipment, and Jeremy's equipment's good. So we'll see how that comes.
That was going to be my next question to you. You looked down the modified tour schedule. In May, there was a TBA to be announced, filled in recently with that event at Langley Speedway. You're trying to put something together. What would it take, just the right sponsorship funding to compete properly for that event, or is there more to it?
Correctly. If we can't get enough sponsorship to do it, it's not cheap. Probably take $10,000, $12,000 to run just that one race, relatively competitive. If we can't do that, I'd rather not go out there unless we've got the opportunity, at least the opportunity to run up front. You're in front of the home crowd. We've won a lot of races at Langley and a lot of championships there, and we like to be able to, look good if we're going to run there. So, again, like everything in racing, it takes money. Mm-hmm. And money's what we're always looking for. That is.
Speed costs money. How fast do you want to go?
How fast do you want to go?
Old yep. question.
I've spent 34 years trying to answer that question.
Let's jump ahead a little bit in Langley's schedule. Past May, past that tour race, you talked about the K&N race. How about the weekly stuff? You're talking about alternating lead divisions there as the summer goes on. Are there any highlights or big events that maybe have a couple stars next to your calendar when we look at Langley's new schedule for 2017? Do they have any tent poles or big races coming up?
Yep. You got the Hampton Heat, which is always big. That's not for us, but that's one of the big races that all late model stock car guys look forward to every year. We wouldn't mind running that ourselves if we could put something together with a late model stock car. And there's talk about that. But the track does a phenomenal job of running that race. Everybody likes coming down to it. Everybody likes coming to see it. And it's such an enjoyable weekend, and the city gets involved, and there's a lot of other stuff going on at the same time that the city handles. So it's a very big event. And like I said, the city of Hampton is very involved in everything that goes on at the racetrack. It's a little bit different. We're very fortunate in this area that the city is involved. You know, you got a lot of other cities in the country that are trying to close the racetracks where Hampton is trying to promote the racetracks. There's a lot of stuff going on like that. We have a couple larger modified races. I'm not sure what the date is, but towards the end of the year. You know, and as that goes on, I'm sure that the track will get some other named sponsors for those races and be able to promote them and get a bunch of guys from out of town coming to those races. We used to have the Modified Madness, and I think that the large race at the end of the year will take over for the Modified Madness towards the end of the season. So we'll see how that goes.
Do you know what is different about the government in Hampton? We hear the story all the time of governments, local governments, municipalities fighting with racetracks, threatening to shut it down. Too many times, the long story, the racetrack loses. You paint a very bright picture of the government in Hampton. Do you know what the difference is, how they work with the racetrack?
It's the thinking. I mean, it's all about the thinking. The guys that have helped, we've got a couple people that are involved in racing that are also involved in the government, the local government, and they have educated the people that have no clue about racing, that think that it's just a redneck sport, that it's a lot of trouble, and it's nothing like that. The track, if you've been there, is very close to in the city, similar to Bowman Gray, that's actually in the city. But it brings a large amount of revenue to the city, and the city itself, Hampton, said they lost like $100,000 in revenue a year when the track closed. So just by dollars and cents, they're tickled to have the racetrack open. Now, in most cities, you have stick and ball sports that they try and push. Well, because they don't really realize what racing does. And we have in Hampton, at Langley, the average attendance is like 4,500 a week. Mm-hmm. So we have a large following. And the city noticed the difference. Hotel revenues were down, restaurant revenues were down, all kinds of stuff was down because of the racetrack being closed. Mm-hmm. So they knew that they had to invest in the track to help out, and the city's actually put some money up to help the racetrack, similar in fashion to a lot of the stadiums that you see for professional football and baseball. And now they certainly aren't building a racetrack or nothing like that, but they're helping out the track where they can.
Well, it sounds like they do have some wise politicians that listen to the people, to the citizens
and
tell them what's going on.
You like everything, like our elections, like everything, you get a few people that are loud that make the politicians think that they're speaking for the majority, and as we found out in November, that they aren't speaking for the majority. The majority are now speaking for themselves. Mm-hmm. So the city's very good, very gracious, and are involved. The mayor will come out to some of the races, although he's not a big racing fan, we think he is now, but they don't think bad of racing like a lot of other people, municipalities think. It makes a lot of noise, and that's bad, that kind of stuff. But we don't get that here.
Mm-hmm. That's great to hear.
The city seems a lot more green here.
With so many racetracks closing, it's a pleasure to hear that Hampton is listening to the people and understands the importance and good that a racetrack can bring to a community. My friend, that is where I have to put a pin in it right here and wave the checkered flag. I'd like to talk to you more if I had more time. I got to let you go. But, Sean, I appreciate the time tonight. Everyone here at Stars Radio and Racers Reunion, wish you the best of luck up there at Langley Speedway. We're glad it's reopening this year. So best of luck to you, and thanks for joining us tonight.
I appreciate it, Langley. Have a great year. I'm glad to hear from you. Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Sean Beluzzo, everyone. A local driver up in the Virginia area near Hampton. Proud to say he will be competing at the Langley Speedway reopening in 2017 after being closed a little bit. Great news for all of auto racing, not just the short track world, when a track reopens and doesn't just shut down to become another shopping mall. That's the last thing the world of motorsports needs. As I said at the top of the hour, Jerry Smith is recovering from back surgery, and he should be well enough to be back in the driver's seat for Stars Radio next Monday. I'll happily be on deck with a fresh shirt and tie should Jerry need me. Everyone, Stars Radio is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. For producer Jeff Gilder and in for Jerry Smith, I am Patrick Reynolds. We will step away for a short break, and I will be right back at the bottom of the hour with Speedway Report. Don't go anywhere. Racers Reunion continues. We will be back right after this.